This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 68 for May 30th, 2013. Hey, this is Rick, and I am back with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Haven't done one of these in about a month, so I thought I'd get on here and talk to you for a little bit. Don't have anything to demonstrate today, unfortunately, but wanted to talk about some updates to the Blind Geek Zone website. Phase 3 of changes to the Blind Geek Zone website is now complete, or, well, nearly complete. A few little teeny tiny things that are still going on, and I thought I'd get on here today and talk to you a little bit about some of the new things that I've added to the website to make things hopefully better for everybody. Alright, well, one of the things that you've probably noticed is that all the pages have pretty much been rewritten. I consulted with Justin Romack to rewrite all of these pages for me, make them look as professional as they possibly can. I'm not a terrible writer, but I certainly don't have a flair for it like others do, and Justin definitely has a flair for doing things like this, as you can see if you've checked out any of the pages. We've rewritten the home screen, or the home page. We have changed the what was called the technical support page, which is now called services. We've redone the donations page that is now called contributions. And probably one of the most exciting things that has been done to the site, besides the initial changes that allowed you, the listener out there, to add your own podcast to the Blind Geek Zone website, is the new resources page. The resources page essentially does away with the old links page, the old email lists page, and we're working on the docs and programs and scripts pages. Don't know if that latter part is going to happen due to some technical issues that Justin is having, but the resource page is really, really cool. Let's go there right now and take a peek at it.
Alt tab, the Blind Geek Zone M dash, you don't have to be a geek to love it here. Windows Internet. The Blind Geek Zone M dash, you don't. List of 7 items. Bullet visited link home. Bullet visited link services. Bullet visited link audio.
And you see we have a reworded menus list here up at the top of the page now as well.
Bullet visited link log. Bullet visited link resources. Enter resources visited link. BGZ link directory and resources. Resources visited link list. RSS feeds. 19 headings and 117 links. Heading level 1 BGZ link directory. There are nearly 640 million websites online, so it's virtually impossible you'll get around to browsing all of them. But you're in luck. The BGZ team and a few of our great supporters have scoured the internet in search of the very best links, and you'll find them right here in our directory. Browse the category list below to find a few links that may interest you. If you'd like to submit a link, locate the submit a link option just below each category directory and fill out the short submission form. Categories, list of 7, and...
Alright, and we'll stop it right there, but you get the hint. This is a links directory or repository that allows you not to only find a link in several different categories, but it allows you, the user, to also add your link here to the website, just as you would do with audio submissions. And this is really going to shine once we get some of this going. There are not a whole lot of links right here now. I looked at the old links page, and honestly, this is a page that's been created over the course of 7 years. Lots of dead wood there, and I've decided to, for the most part, not go through it and re-add a lot of it. what I'd like is for you, the user, the person that comes to Blind Geek Zone to find podcasts and links and other things like that, to help me add those yourself. So if you have a link to a website that you really like and you think others would as well, you can come here and add it. So let's take a look at this page a little bit.
Blank. List end. Bullet same page link utilities and scripts.
Let's see here. Let me get up to the top of this list.
List of 7 items. List of 17 items.
Okay.
Bullet same page link Android.
What we have here is a skip section here that will allow you to jump to the category of interest. And we have 17 of these. Android.
Bullet same page link Apple.
Apple.
Bullet same page link audio streaming and programs.
And on and on and on and on and on.
Bullet same page link blogs. Android links and resources heading level 2.
You can also navigate by heading. Heading level 2. If your screen reader allows it, you can jump directly to the beginning of each of these headings.
Blank. Table with 3 columns and 2 rows.
Let me find one of these headings that I know has some content in it.
Apple links and audio streaming and blogs heading level 2.
Yeah, we'll go to blogs.
Blank. Search entries. Edit.
You have a way to search this particular category if you know what you're looking for and you don't want to look through the entire list of, in this case, blogs. You know, say we have 30 or 40 different blogs here and want to find something, you can do that with the search.
Search button. Blank. Table with 3 columns and 4 rows.
And if we keep going down through here, we hit a table, and the table will list all the blogs that we currently have in it.
Link, link title. Link, link URL. Link, link description. The Jeff Bishop blog. Visited link http://www.jeffbishop.com. Blank. The Jeff Bishop blog and podcast M-A series of blogs and audio podcasts on the goings-on of Jeff Bishop and family.
So basically, in this table, you get the title of the particular website. Then you get the link to it, and then you get a short description. The title can be, as you'll see, up to 100 characters long. The description of the website can be up to 250 characters long.
Blank. No eyes needed. Link http://www.neyesneeded.com/blank. Started in 2011, No Eyes Needed is a blog focused on accessibility and awareness of blindness-related topics.
That's Justin Romack's blog, or one of his blogs.
Blank. Delivering Access blog. Link http://www.fedoraatelier.com/blog. Blank. A blog published and maintained by the team of Fedora Outlier LLC, a nationally recognized consulting, teaching, and support firm focused specifically on Apple's array of accessible technologies.
And there's the Fedora Outlier blog. Those are currently...
Table end.
The 3 blogs that we have here. And I'll say you're looking at this and you say, oh, hey, I'd like to add my blog, or I'd like to add Joe Smith's blog or whatever. Okay, well, let's keep moving down here.
Blank. Visited link, submit a blogs link.
And you come to the submit a blogs link.
Same page link back to top.
Oops.
Visited link, submit a blogs link.
So let's say we go in here.
Space, submit a blogs link, visited link. Submit a link, blogs, submit a blogs link, visited link, copyright BGZ 2006-2013, RSS feeds, 2 headings and 10 links. Heading level 1, submit a blogs link. The Blind Geek Zone link directory is a collection of the very best resources available on the internet to include a website of your own or someone else's that you find particularly helpful. Same page link, use this form to submit it to the directory. Before submitting a link to the Blind Geek Zone directory, please make sure it follows all criteria below. List of 3 items. Bullet, verify you're posting your link in the appropriate category. Bullet, make sure your link title is no more than 100 characters. Bullet, ensure you provide an adequate description using no more than 250 characters. List end. List of 3 characters.
All right. Yeah, and you get the gist of what that's talking about.
List end. Blank. List of 3 items. Link title star.
And then you come to a very simple form to fill out, and we ask you for
list of 3 items, link title star,
the title of the website in question.
Edit 0 of 100 max characters, link URL star.
Then we ask you for the URL of the website.
Edit HT, link description star.
And finally, give us a description of the website.
Blank. 0 of 200, list end, submit button.
And once you're done, make sure everything is correct there in the form, and click the submit button. You'll be taken to another page thanking you for your contribution, and I will be sent an email with the details of your submission. I'll check it out, make sure everything is okay, and then I'll approve it, and it'll show up in the particular category that you've requested to add it to. So this is really easy, really great, and it allows you, the user of the website, to grow this repository. I will be adding links to it, but I'd also like the community to add links to it as well, because I can't keep up with everything that's going on out there. The old links page had over 200 links on it, but although it was a pretty good representation of a lot of blind websites out there, it was far from complete. And that's where you come in, and you can help me out just like you do with your audio contributions to Blind Geek Zone. So I look forward to your contributions here, and look forward to having a great repository here of information and resources that everybody in the blind community can enjoy. And as I said, we're trying to add the programs and documents to this as well somehow. I think we might have
copyright BGZ 2000.
May come up through the bottom here.
Blank, same blank list at bullet your OS with bullet visitors at bullet total visitors list of 5 heading level 4 Blind Geek Zone visitor stats. Blank, thanks for visiting the Blind Geek Zone. Blank, search button, edit, search, blank, submit button, list end, 0 of 250 max.
Okay. Well, I'm on the wrong page, dummy.
BGZ link directory and resources.
Let me come down to the bottom of this page.
Blank, copyright, need blank, save blank, list at bullet, your browser, internet, bullet, list, head, blank. Thanks for visiting the blank, search button, edit, search, blank, same page link back to top, link submit a utilities link.
Okay, we still don't have that in place yet, but we're going to put a little section here after the last category that will take you to the old docs and programs pages, so you can at least still get to that content. One of the things that's definitely in there that's not accessible at the moment is the GoldWave scripts that people look for, and I don't want to make those unavailable for any long duration of time, so we're working on that. But let's go back up to the top here quickly.
BGZ link directory and resources. BGZ link directory heading level 1 list of 17 items. Bullet same page link Android. Bullet same page link Apple.
And we're going to be able to add a lot of different things here. I'm especially looking for Apple and Android links right now.
Bullet same page link audio streaming and programs. Bullet same page link blogs. Bullet same page link friends of the zone. Bullet same page link games. Bullet same page link HTML coding and utilities. Bullet same page link informational.
And this is basically the same thing as the headings we had on the old links page. We've added a couple of things.
Bullet same page link musician and artist corner. Bullet same page link online file transfers.
If you think we're missing something here, definitely let me know through the contact form, and I'll see about getting Justin to add it for me.
Bullet same page link organizations. Bullet same page link programming. Bullet same page link podcasts and podcasting. Bullet same page link screen readers. Bullet same page link shopping. Bullet same page link text and audio chatting. Bullet same page link utilities and scripts. List end.
So we got quite a few different categories there. Some of the other new things that have changed here on the website is in the contributions and services pages. There were PayPal buttons, and we have a new set of forms there.
BGZ link directory and list of 7 items. Bullet visited link home. Bullet visited link services. Bullet visited link audio. Bullet visited link log. Bullet visited link resources. Bullet visited link contribute. Enter contribute visited link. Contribute to the Blind Geek Zone. Contribute visited link. Bullet RSS feeds.
And Justin has done just an absolutely phenomenal job of rewriting the contributions and services pages. I hope you'll check all of these pages out, the home page, the contributions page, the resources page, and the services page. These are all newly rewritten.
Your support keeps our resources available. Blind Geek Zone visitor stats, heading level 4.
Okay, we'll come up here from the bottom.
Blank, thanks for blank, search, edit, search, and list, yes, you may, yes, list of edit, con, edit, h, website if you have one, edit, im, edit, last name, edit, first list of sit, blank, this community has received, and I look for...
All right, and,
blank, list of six items, first name.
We have a form here, down at the bottom of the page, where there used to be just a PayPal button.
Edit, first name.
And you get asked for your name.
Edit, last name, edit, email address, star.
Email address.
Edit. Website if you have one.
If you have a website.
Edit HTTP contribution amount star.
And your amount of your contribution.
Edit. List of one items nesting level one. Yes, you may share my name as a contributor to the Blind Geek Zone. Checkbox not checked.
And what we're working on here, and I don't know if this is complete or not, but Justin suggested that I have a Contributors Hall of Fame page. If you donate something or contribute something, as we're now calling it here, to the site to help me keep everything going, then we'll have a list of contributors. And if you don't want to, and there are a lot of people out there that have given me money in the past and said, you know, please don't, you know, put my name anywhere, especially some of the people in the past that have given rather large sums of money to the site. And I, you know, I can definitely understand that. So you have the choice here of not, and currently we're not using this information, but in the future, like I said, we may have a page that lists some of our generous donations or contributors.
Yes, you may share list and nesting list and continue to PayPal button.
And then you click here and you'll continue to a PayPal page and you can make that contribution. Same thing with the...
Visited link of Blind Geek Zone. List of seven items. Bullet visited link. Oh, bullet visited link services.
Services page.
Enter. Services visited link.
Yeah, we'll go down.
Window. Copyright BGZ. List. Bullet. List of blank. You don't have to be a geek. Blank. Visited link of Blind Geek. Copyright B. Blank. Say blank. List. Bullet visitors today. Bullet list head blank. Search but edit. Search to send visited link. Use our checkout page. To submit heading level 4, would you like to check out? Blank. Block quote end. All you've done for me and block quote blank. Heading level 4, would you like to check out?
And then down here at the bottom of the services page, we have a similar form that Justin has created for me.
To submit payment for services already provided.
And this allows you to pay me once I've provided services to you.
Visited link, use our checkout page.
Yeah, well, we actually go to a checkout page here.
Space, use our checkout page, visited link. Checkout, thanks for trusting.
I'm still learning my way around some of these new pages myself.
Checkout, thanks for trusting me with your training, support, and web development needs. Blank, visited link of Blind Geek Zone. Blank, you don't have to be a geek to love it here. Blank, list of seven items. Bullet visited link home.
See.
Checkout heading level one.
Yep, got Blank. Heading.
It's been my pleasure to help you with your tech needs, and I do hope that if you need training, support, or web development in the future, you'll get in touch with me again. Blank. The easy-to-use form below will allow you to complete the checkout process. If you should have questions or concerns, send me an email at sendmailinkwebmaster@blindgeekzone.net. Blank. List of 10 items. First name star. Edit. Last name star. Edit. Email address star. Edit. Heading level 2 checkout information. Amount due for training, support, or web development star. Edit. Heading level 2, tell me about your experience ... Would you take a moment to tell me about your experience? Your answers will help me improve the service I provide to future clients. I appreciate your feedback in advance. In a sentence or two, describe the services you hired me to provide.
Yeah, we may use this if you choose to provide some feedback. Like I said, I'll use it to help me work with others. We may also put it on the service and the contributions page. As if you go look at those and read through those, you'll see we have scattered throughout the pages quotes from people that I've worked with over the past 6 or 7 years and what they've said. Used to be just in the training page in a section that was comments about what other people that have worked with me have said about my services. And Justin has redone all of that and kind of scattered it around. And it's really nice. Like I said, I hope you'll go check out those pages and see the time he's put into rewriting those. And if you really like what Justin has done here, and I tell you what, I definitely do, contact him at jromack, J-R-O-M-A-C-K, blindgeekzone@gmail.com. And if you'd like him to do something for you, he does great work and has affordable rates. And he's always looking to work with other people and build great websites for other people out there. So if you like what he's done here, you might want to check him out. And definitely just wanted to give another shout out to him. He's done a great, great job here with the website. All right, and contributions. We'll talk about that finally. And I know I've brought this up a lot over the last 6 months or so since we've redone the website. Contributions are relatively critical to keep things going here. I now have just a little bit over $500 invested in the new site, getting things done. Just spent another $150 here for phase three of our upgrades. And if you like what you see and you're getting something out of the website, I definitely would love to hear from you at the very least, so we can share what you have to say about the website. And would love for you to contribute. And doesn't matter whether it's just a couple of dollars, $5, you know, if 20 or 30 people just give $5, it's a huge boost to keeping the website going. And we have other fees, you know, domain fees, site hosting fees, things like that. Not huge amounts, but they add up. And over the course of the year, there's about $150, $170 in fees associated with that, is you know, keeping the site up as well. So, you know, costs quite a bit of money to keep things going. And you know, if I buy a gadget or something and do a demonstration of it, or an app or whatever, you know, the cost of that adds up as well. So, just wanted to remind everybody again, hope you'll consider contributing to the website. And if you have in the past, I definitely thank you. And if you'd like to again, I'll thank you again. But basically, those are the new changes to the website. And I appreciate everybody that has been sending up audio posts. At first, we had a huge amount. It's not been so huge lately. And I hope some of those people that were contributing in the past will come back and contribute some more. I know not everybody is constantly working on podcasts. And I know I don't always have time anymore to myself. I want to get some demonstrations here in the month of June of something or another, probably be iPhone apps. That's kind of been what I've been focusing on here lately. So well to see there what we can do. But I appreciate everybody else that's contributing. And I think after 6 months now, you kind of see that Blind Geek Zone is kind of has morphed into a totally different website now. It's not just something where I put stuff up. It has now become a community website where you, the visitor to Blind Geek Zone, the listener to the Blind Geek Zone podcast, now has the ability to contribute in your own ways to the website. Now with the links directory, even more so. So this website truly now is a community website. Very unique website, I believe. I don't think there's a whole lot of other websites out there in the blind community that are offering services quite the way that I do here. And this has been something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time, and running into Justin has just been a blessing, because he has been able to do exactly what I've wanted to do here, and he's done it in a really wonderful manner. So All right. And another website that I'm working on, some of you might have noticed I've been tweeting about it on Twitter, is my music efforts website, my radio efforts website, where I do my radio shows all in the Worldwide Legend and ACB Radio Interactive here on the weekends. And that website is www.riksterradio.com, RiksterRadio.com. And you can get that through that link, or you can go to the BGZ website on the main page and look for the link to that website as well. What I do there, and kind of a little different when I'm not being a geek here on the Geek Zone, you can go over to riksterradio.com, get a little bit of information about the shows I do, get some direct listen links so that you can listen to The Legend and ACB Radio Interactive directly, either when I'm on the air or when somebody else is on the air. You have a section where you can make a request. You can look through my library of music, make a request while I'm on the air, and so I can play that song for you. You also have ways to visit both The Legend and ACB Radio Interactive that make my radio shows a possibility, because without them, I definitely wouldn't be doing anything like this. And you also have a links directory on that page as well. So if you're running a radio station out there and you want your station to get a little bit more advertising, definitely add it to the links directory over there on riksterradio.com, and I'll be happy to publicize your website there, because we all like to listen to a lot of great music out there, and there's a lot of blind radio stations out there. Also, you know, it doesn't have to be a blind radio station. Any internet radio station, if something you like and want to share it with us, please feel free to do so. So hope you'll check out that website, www.riksterradio.com, and let me know what you think of that as well. All right, that's about all I have for you here today. And thank everybody again for commenting on the new website and the contributions that you've been making to the audio. And hope you'll make contributions to the links directory as well. Definitely want to get that growing here pretty quickly. All right, thanks for listening, and like I said, hope to be back sometime in the month of June with some demonstrations one way or another of something, and thanks for listening, and I'll be back here again real soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast.